My name is John Andrew Clayton. I'm the pastor of Pompey Community Church in Pompey, New York, your pastor for the day. Well, today I'm thinking about the story of Jesus' temptation in the wilderness. We read in Luke 4:1-13, that Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days. And when they were ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, and said to him, "To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And he took him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you. And on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered him, "It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. I think for the majority of my Christian life, when I have thought about this story of Jesus' temptation in the wilderness, and I specifically think about what Luke means to teach us by including this story in his gospel, I think first and foremost of strategies to conquer sin in my life, or strategies for the church to combat sin in their life. You know, I think you can pull out numerous principles from this passage where we see Jesus teach us just how to do that. When Satan comes with these three temptations, immediately you see Jesus take refuge in God's word and in God's promises. And every time that Satan comes with a temptation, Jesus spits back out at him scripture, declaring before him and all that his hope was in God's promises. I think that is a fantastic strategy for combating sin in our lives as believers, but I think there's something here that's bigger than a strategy for conquering sin that Luke means to teach us. This story occurs right on the heels of Jesus's baptism, where the Lord himself has declared, "You are my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased." And then Luke jumps into the genealogy, which works its way all the way down through David and all the way down through Abraham, ultimately to Adam, and then finally the Son of God. And then on this note, Luke jumps immediately into the story of Jesus's temptation in the wilderness. And you can think of all of Israel's history being evoked, even just in the context of this one story, by the designation 40 days. Jesus is in the wilderness for 40 days, evoking in the mind of the reader the memory that Israel spent 40 years in the wilderness in their exodus from Egypt to Canaan. You think of Moses on top of Mount Sinai for 40 days in the presence of the Lord. But there's something interesting in the story of Israel, and that's that as the Lord was leading the people of Israel through the wilderness, the invitation to them was, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. You should love him with your all." But the story of Israel is that they did not love him with their all. They were hard-hearted. They had eyes that didn't see, ears that didn't hear, and in the wilderness they failed. Now we get this story of Jesus in the wilderness, and where Adam and Israel have failed, we see Jesus succeed. Jesus is God's faithful Son. And so even here in this story, I think there's the reminder for the Christian that for us, Jesus is not simply a moral example. He is our substitute. He's the one who was faithful where we couldn't be. And by trusting in him and his sacrifice on the cross and his imputed righteousness unto us, he enables us to follow him, to love the Lord with our all. Let this passage cause you to rest in Jesus and his righteousness today. Again, my name is John Andrew Clayton, and it's been my pleasure to be your pastor for the day.